the Max and Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. What's on your mind today? Mark from the SAC.
On point this morning that these Republicans, like I think Greg Abbott down in Florida, he's already got his booster and he's got a blast of remdesivir because I guess he's tested positive for this. And now they're encouraging remdesivir because that's more expensive than the immunization, you know, the shot, the vaccine. That, and people should remember that we get a booster every year for or vaccine for the flu every year. That I'm about to go out and get my shot for my the residue of my chicken pox back from when I was a kid. Get the for the shingles to prevent that. I mean, we're used to getting immunizations in this country, and there's a whole industry out there now cranking out misinformation about immunizations that in the first place, and now all these Republican governors and Republican legislators, we don't know what their situation actually is. They're saying this stuff. They do the anti-mask and anti-vax stuff, particularly on the anti-masking, you know, about freedom, and in public sometimes they appear without their masks on. You know, Andre Jacques, I mean, maybe they really believe this stuff. And there's the part of me that I try to suppress and that hoping, you know, the curses of the ancient Greeks upon these guys but they're just horrible people, and they just want people to die. I mean, they're willing to sacrifice your life for Donald Trump. I mean, it's like the ancient, I don't know what people it was that worshiped Moloch in the Near East, including the Israelis. I mean, the Semitic people had many gods, and some of them were demanded, you know, sacrifice of their children. But these people are willing to, they're, you know, the one that comes up as Moloch and feeding us to the fires of Moloch. And if anybody's ever seen the movie Metropolis by Fritz Lang, they had the guy's, you know, vision he had of us all, you know, all the workers just and people getting sacrificed to the, you know, to the fiery god Moloch. And these guys are willing to just give us to the fiery disease of COVID. I mean, and now it's COVID, and it will be something else in the future, and we have to rely on science.
Yeah, no, we actually do. No, I love all the history. One thing I do want to jump in on here is that Judaism is one of the foundations of Christianity, and Jewish people and Christians are monotheistic. They only believe in one God. I mean, if you go back to the ancient Greeks, I mean, you read the Iliad, which I love doing, by Homer. By the way, Homer didn't write the Iliad. Homer was illiterate. They didn't have writing. They chanted it around campfires, and then somebody wrote it down later. But in the Iliad, there are gods all over the place, and some were on one side and some were the other, and blah, 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 and all that. But Judaism and Christianity are monotheistic. And Islam is monotheistic, too, although it's a lot younger religion. But no, you're right. And here's the thing. Two things kill me about this. Two things slay me. They truly slay me. One is, let's say you're a right-wing Republican governor, you want to be president, blah, 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 and you want to appeal to some kind of Trump cult base. What about the kids? The kids can't be vaccinated by law right now under 12 years old. You know, up to 11, you know, you're talking up to the fifth grade. From 4K to the fifth grade, these little kids can't be vaccinated. And it's cute to see them go off with their masks. But if you have anti-maskers ridiculing masks, they're going to get bullied at school, some of them. Not, you know, not in urban school districts, maybe, but in rural school districts. Why not make it neat and cute? Put cartoon characters on the masks. Have little prizes that, you know, if you do well on something, you get a gold mask or a silver mask or, you know, something like that. Make it cool. Make it cool. But to say that and Abbott and DeSantis are taking school districts to court that have masking policies, and DeSantis is cutting out the pay of some of the teachers and the superintendents who have mask policies, cutting their pay. And these little kids should be having masks. They can't be vaccinated and they can be hurt. The other thing that slays me about this crowd, absolutely slays me, is there are over 600,000 people in the United States who died from COVID, many millions around the world. And American ingenuity, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, came up with vaccines in less than a year. I think they started spring of 20, maybe January, February of 20, and they were online by December, and they were in arms right away and in January, the quickest in history. And the CDC and the FDA gave emergency approval, and now they're about to give permanent approval. Hundreds of millions of shots in arms and no consequence, no statistical consequence whatsoever. And it worked. Why aren't they boasting about that? They fast-tracked it. Congress helped, Democrats and Republicans. If I were Trump, I would have fast. The second thing is, why didn't he get his vaccine on TV and boast about it? Say, wear masks, let's save ourselves. If he'd acted halfway rationally, he might have gotten reelected. With every other bad thing he's done, treacherous thing, turning us over to the Russians, he might have snuck himself in. Did not take credit for something to me very obvious, and it resulted in more deaths. Expert estimates are that something like 40% of the deaths are attributable to what Trump did in his example of Republican governors. Let me tell you something else. That doesn't mean every death, because people died before people in this country really realized what was happening. But everything north of about 200,000, well, 200 to 600,000 is 400,000. Okay? 40% of that is 160,000 people. Their deaths were preventable. And if you say that you could have avoided 60% of them, which some people say, 60% of 240,000 or 60% of 400,000 is 240,000. 240,000 lives would have been saved if he kept his mouth shut, or in fact, he'd opened it and said, get vaccinated, wear a mask. That's all we ask. But like lemmings, they all follow this guy. And this is what happened. Mark of the Sack is exactly correct. Mark, appreciate the deep historical references to modern problems. One piece, I think, of good news out of Florida. Val Demings, the preferred candidate for Senate down there for the Democrats, former police chief, member of Congress, served on influential congressional committees, running against Marco Rubio. The latest poll shows her with 46%, Marco Rubio 48%. She's 2 points behind, but the margin of error is 2.2. That means she could really have 48% and he could have 46%. So the point of the matter is, she's a strong candidate. There's another poll that shows him with a wider lead. It's a year out, a little over a year out. But I'm very, very pleased to hear that about Val Demings. I like Val Demings. And she has a lot of cred. I mean, she could go around the state in her police uniform and go to police stations and say, look, I was a police chief. I left so I could go to Congress. There's nobody who's going to be better on crime and tougher on crime than me. I know what you guys go through. I know occasionally if they're bad cops, it's not a reflection on you. I'm not a nut. I'm not going to defund you. I'm going to increase funding. I deeply respect the police. It's been my career all my life. That's Val Demings. And right now she's in sniffing distance. Very glad she's running. Strong candidate. Glad to see Val Demings so close in Florida. Be nice to bump him off. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.